This is the Iowa Business Report Friday edition, presented by Iowa History Journal. The March-April issue features heroes from Iowa in the Battle of Shiloh. More at iowahistoryjournal.com. The 8th Iowa Rural Summit concludes today in Ames. Iowa Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg keynoted yesterday's luncheon and told me how important it is for small towns to be distinctive.
Some of the communities that really are thriving, where there's some really good things going on, they have a unique identity that makes them what they are. Some good examples would be Pella with the Dutch heritage, Orange City with the same thing, Elkhorn, Iowa with the Danish heritage, Decorah. You could go on the list where there's something that's quite an identifying factor for them. And so one of the things that I always try to encourage communities, what's your identifying factor? It may or may not be a cultural heritage like that. It might be that you're a river town, or that you're a lake town, or that you're the railroad was a big part of your community back in the day. What can you build as your unique identity that helps kind of drive the rest of your decisions strategically? Some places have been better at that than others. Some places have more natural opportunities for that than others. But I think if you can agree on kind of a core identity, it can help you as you build the rest of your strategy in improving your community.
More from Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg on a future edition of the Iowa Business Report Weekend Edition on many of these stations. The Iowa Business Report is presented today by Iowa History Journal. 6 issues a year filled with stories of Iowa's amazing past. More at iowahistoryjournal.com. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.